Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Let's talk about this road rage. Have you ever had road rage so bad the cops were called?
Not yet.
I love that you leave it open.
Yeah, you never know. I can't guarantee it.
No, especially you.
I know me.
The cops were almost called. Well, it wasn't road rage. It was gas pump rage.
It was, yeah. Well, it was,
all right, we'll get back to that. Yeah, let's all share our stories of dangerous road rage incidents.
Yes.
Where the cops could have been called.
Cops could have been called.
Cops were called.
Or you could also, this is a lot of fun, call in the weapon that you have within your reach right now in your vehicle.
Right.
Because that gets us all thinking correctly, like, don't screw with someone. They might have a fill-in-the-blank within reach.
A hard sandwich.
All right. Police said it happened Monday afternoon around 1:30. A fight on Route 69 near the New Haven City line was reported to Woodbridge, New Haven, and Connecticut State Police.
Ooh.
So it was a thing. People just, they didn't know who to call. We're near the border.
Call everybody.
Call everybody.
National Guard. Airstrike. Airstrike.
I know we need help.
Recon.
We'll take any help we can get.
Range Rover.
Police learned two drivers traveling south on Route 69 were involved in a road rage incident. Both drivers stopped and a fight began.
Well,
Jamie Aponte, 43, of Waterbury, started swinging a baseball bat.
according to police. We know what he has. he's got a bat.
He had within reach.
Right. He's got a bat.
The nice thing about having a bat is they can't arrest you or give you a ticket or whatever it is for, like, having a dangerous weapon. It's like, I play baseball.
Yeah, you got to make sure you have, like, a mitt and a ball. Yeah.
I don't think you have to have that.
I don't think so.
I think it's more convincing.
What if you just went to the batting cages?
You should. It looks better for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Had softball practice while it's in the car.
I think the law is written. It doesn't matter.
The fact that it has a tooth sticking out of it has nothing to do with it.
If it's one of those wooden ones with nails through it, that's a different story.
That's a different story.
Or the one that Negan had in Walking Dead.
Yeah, with the barbed wire.
Yeah, or you hollow out the center and fill it with lead.
Right. Boy, you'll hit that
just
ball
to get by the cops. You're like, it's a baseball bat.
Right,
it's
a baseball bat.
It just weighs a little bit.
Yeah, so this guy allegedly had the baseball bat, was swinging it, hit two people, and broke a car window.
Oh, damn, it's expensive.
Yeah, call in your most angry episode of road rage or the weapon you have within reach in your vehicle right now.
There you go.
This is the shit I had to put up with in this town.
That's
unreal.
AJ. I actually was shocked. Like, who is that?
That's AJ.
Hello.
Inappropriate.
That's just a small clip from a larger segment.
Oh, we're going to get back to that in a second.
Hello.
So Aponte then followed police orders to drop the baseball bat, which I think is a good move.
Yeah, at that point.
Drop the bat!
Okay, you're in charge now.
But think about it. When the cops arrived, he still had the bat in his hand.
Oh, yeah. Not a good idea.
Unreal.
Put the bat down, yes.
No, but he still had the bat. Like, he was still... It was still going on when the cops arrived.
In battle mode, yes.
Yeah. Woodbridge police said Ponte was charged with two counts of assault, second degree risk of injury to a child. So someone had a child somewhere.
Yep.
And criminal mischief, second degree.
It's probably the bat that he stole from the child.
Right. Actually, the child was born and started fighting too. Where?
The kid was born.
Right. Kid came out.
At the scene.
Right. Came out swinging.
Started fighting immediately.
Tried to use that cord to strangle him.
Aponte was released on $10,000 bond.
Expensive day. Very expensive day.
Quote from the police, the investigation remains ongoing and additional arrests may happen.
It's for the baby.
Unreal.
Unreal.
Exactly, unreal.
All right, 203-882-9757. Have you ever been involved in road rage? AJ, I'll get to you in a second. Ayesha?
I definitely have had road rage, but not to the extent of, like, you know, getting out of the car, screaming. You know, you just do the finger, you yell, you know, F you.
Yeah, and you know exactly what they're saying.
Yes.
Because you're giving the finger, and it's like, if you don't know what this means, F, and you push it forward,
right,
push the hand forward, F Yeah.
Yeah, you got to sell it.
Once have some guy. Okay, so this guy cut me off. So then I, in turn, obviously sped up and cut him off.
Oh, okay.
But then we were like nearing a light. The guy started literally getting out of his car and walking towards my car. And then I ran the red light because I didn't want him to come.
It was a mess in the car. There's shoes in the back seat. Yeah. Like, you know, not right now. I'm not ready to present.
I told a child to drop dead.
Nice, Phil.
This brand new driver comes flying through an intersection, and it's one of those where, like, everybody's got to yield. No one has a stop sign, so no one knows who's going first. No hesitation, no even attempt to hit the brakes, just right through two lanes of traffic, and I had just started to move because I had made eye contact with the other guy across from me, and he's like, "You go." And I was like, "Thank you."
I wasn't even
anticipating that someone from the other side was coming because they weren't waiting yet. You know, like we had already, like, it's me.
Established who's going.
Yeah, we're negotiating.
Right.
And now I'm going to go.
No slowdown, just barrels through the intersection. It's a warm summer day. She's got the windows down and she goes, "Learn how to drive." And I go, "Drop dead."
No further questions, Your Honor. Defense rests.
Drop dead.
Very nice. Passed that other guy, and he was cackling.
Chaz and AJ.
Good morning. You guys talking about road rage?
Yes.
Yes.
Man, I'm telling you, you guys got to watch waving that finger and effing off everybody. And
you
never
do you have a story or you have air rage now?
Just commentary or?
Yeah. Do you have one?
I'm just saying, yeah, you want to wave that middle finger, especially if you're a female. You do that to some guy, and he's having a bad day.
If you're a female, you do it.
It's funny. What, Ruth? What?
No, I'm agreeing with what Aisha just said.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, why if you're a woman and you're...
No, because I think women have this... make-believe shield around them where they think they can give the guy a finger.
Yeah, right. I can do the finger whenever I want.
No. You. What I'm saying is, yes, you can, and you think most men are gentlemen, and they would never hit a woman.
If a man hits me, I'll hit him back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. All right, good attitude.
Yeah.
Good.
So it doesn't turn anybody else on?
I'm really getting angry at that caller. Yeah. I was like, excuse me.
I'm alone, right?
Hold on, he's still here. Go ahead. Hold on, you want to talk to Aisha? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Aisha?
I got you. I'm ready.
Go ahead.
You got to watch it.
Oh, you got to watch it?
You got to watch it. It's not an invisible bubble. I think everybody uses their automobile to be, it's their public, to be a-holes to everybody else because you can't anywhere else in society. So this is the last place to be an a-hole to everybody else, and it just goes bad sometimes.
A-hole home.
Have you ever had a confrontation with a woman in traffic? Have you ever had? First of all, what's your name and are you on? Are you on speaker? Because it's
really
noisy.
Tough to hear you.
It's very noisy.
It's distracting, man.
Well, I'm sorry about that, but I'm in a truck. I'm a truck driver. It's what I do. I drive for a living.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
And, all right.
So,
well, you deal with idiots every single day.
Very bad things.
Okay.
Hey, you got to take it easy out there.
All right. Have you ever almost had a physical confrontation with a woman over road rage?
Absolutely not. Okay. I am a gentleman. Yeah. There's a lot of guys out there that are not.
Right. Yeah, you're right. So you're not threatening. You're basically warning
your
women
advice.
That there are crazy people out there. There's not everyone is
absolutely.
As nice as you.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you ever taken a look around lately? Everybody's pretty much on edge these days.
Yes, they are.
Not good.
You sound fine, though.
So, yeah, you're good.
All I'm saying is don't poke the bear.
No.
Don't poke the bear.
I don't want to poke the bear. Right. Like, that's the last thing I want to poke.
I have a question.
Wait, I have a question.
Here's the thing. When you poke someone, you don't know they're the bear until you poke them.
Right.
Then you find out.
Right.
This man's still not explained, though, why women aren't allowed to do it, but men are. What the hell, dude?
Just shrug it off. Absolutely.
Just shrug it off.
Wait, so Aisha has a question. So he tunes women out.
Yeah.
What?
I don't exist to him. It's okay.
Men are talking here.
So, wait. Were you saying that women shouldn't give the finger or no one should give the finger?
I'm saying that nobody should use their vehicle as an outlet to be an a-hole. Keep the fingers in your pocket. Everyone, not females, not males, not transgenders, not trans whatever these days. Everyone.
See, see, I like my fingers in my pockets. It's how I have a good day.
No, I see what you're saying.
I have a hole in one. But
it is weird that when you have 2 tons of steel around you, you will do things you normally wouldn't do.
Yes.
Like, I have flipped off people that if we were just standing together, I would not flip this person off.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
No way.
I don't care if you're on the clergy.
Because I know I will be dead quickly.
Right.
You know? And you flip these people off that you'd never flip off because you're in steel and you're moving and you feel like you're just, it's like an elevator door is closing.
Right.
F you.
My car is faster than yours, yes.
Right.
Yeah, you never know, man. People are crazy.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I know.
Look up your plate number. I'll show you that they could show up at your front door.
Right.
Wasn't there a movie where, like, a trucker started following someone through the whole movie?
Duel.
Was it Duel?
Duel, yeah.
Mm.
Then, yeah, no matter, even if you went, like, up, like, steep grades, why not, this truck was still on his ass.
Yeah.
Yep. Very Hollywood.
Mm. All right. What's your name?
I'm not singling any one person out.
No,
my name is Rich.
Hey, Rich.
Rich, okay.
Okay, Rich. Goodbye.
Rich in the truck.
Thank you, Rich.
Thank you, Rich.
Just
so
a gender.
Yeah, just females. It's fine.
Yeah. Rich, you're not a hit with the ladies here today.
I'll make sure to give you a finger when I drive by your car, Rich.
She's going to rhyme with your name.
I'm American. You do whatever you want with your finger.
Nice.
Ew.
When's the last time a married man said you could do whatever you want with your finger?
Right. I'm going to say that about 90 seconds ago.
Yeah. No, I got to tell you, truck drivers have a certain amount of patience that none of us could ever have.
Oh, no.
Because you're out in it every day.
Yeah.
Who do you think makes the most mistakes around you? Who makes more mistakes around you, men or women drivers?
If I answer that question, you guys are just going to berate me like crazy.
I'm not going to do anything. I'm just asking questions.
I'm cool with it, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Honest answer, black women. Worst drivers on the road, hands down.
Oh,
really?
We're getting very specific.
Right.
Yeah, talking about race now.
US.
Yeah. I did ask.
You did ask.
You asked.
Yeah. I did ask. I didn't know it would get that specific. I thought, see, I was breaking it into two groups.
Right.
Men and women.
Yes.
That's all.
Yeah, that's
all I really wanted.
Right,
it's just men or women.
Anybody else you'd like to offend?
Yeah. Oh, I do. I have a specific group.
Space people.
Very specific group.
You do?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, it's especially around this time of year, once it starts to get warm. And it's girls with oversized sunglasses, a messy bun, specifically driving a white car. Worst drivers on the road.
Do we know? Why don't you just give us her name?
No.
Does she work
it's
here?
All of them.
Did she reject you?
It's all, no, it's all of them. It's all of them.
Wow.
For me, it's Volvo drivers.
Really?
Yeah, because they have the safest car in the world, which means they drive like complete idiots. It's made to keep them from, or Saabs, which is why something an a-hole buys. Yes. Mm. Swedish cars.
All right, Rich, listen, we got a lot of phone calls now.
Yes.
And I'm interested to hear what they have to say.
Right.
Unreal. So.
Rich, we appreciate you.
Probably not going to be good against me, that's for sure.
Dad.
Yeah. All right.
Bye.
Thank you for your call, Rich.
Thanks, Rich.
You made friends with some of us.
Well, I did ask him for a specific question.
You did.
I can't believe he said that.
That was strictly his opinion.
Right. Well, I don't know. I'm not out there as a professional driver.
I think
everybody's equally stupid.
Everyone's a hole.
Yeah, this is the one level playing field.
Yep.
Where every ethnic group,
grandmas,
gender,
everybody.
Whatever you are, you're all idiots.
Legal, illegal, yep.
I will say a close second is not the brand new ones, but the very older looking model work vans. Those guys drive them around like they don't care how many dings they get.
Yeah. They're on a mission.
And I just get out of the way. I'm like, you're bigger than me. I don't know how many weapons are in the back of that van.
Speaking of weapons, John in New Haven, what's your weapon?
I have an old style blackjack that the police used to carry.
Oh, cool.
That's right. Remember
those? Years ago.
Classic, yeah.
Unreal.
Nice.
That's sitting in the passenger seat in my van right now.
Have you ever grabbed it and showed it to another driver as a warning?
Just wave it at him.
Not a driver.
A pedestrian?
Like a deer?
A cyclist? What? A deer?
Whenever I had to use it, I've used it.
Wait, what?
When did you use it?
You've used it. Wow.
You've used it?
Yeah.
When?
Isn't that what a weapon's for?
Yes, it is.
Next it's time, don't forget my fries.
It's to protect you.
Yeah.
So,
protect yourself.
Okay. Well, tell us what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really can't get into it.
What?
We're not beyond the 7 years.
Did this happen recently?
The investigation continues.
All I can say is don't forget my fries next time.
Okay. I'll ask a couple of vague questions. So this
right.
was a road.
Yes or no? Yes or no.
Okay. Yes or no.
Yes or no.
Okay.
Gotcha, right.
Did the person go to the hospital?
No.
Were the police called?
Dead. Were they buried instead?
Right. They go to the morgue. He didn't answer.
Were the police called?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you stay for that arrival?
He definitely did not.
Yeah, I stayed, sure.
Sure. Yeah, I believe it. I totally believe him.
Did you get in trouble for it?
No.
Wow.
Right. You didn't stay.
So justifiable, yeah.
Not yet, though. Let me
not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Oh, it's still the case is pending?
Got it.
It's probably in the news.
It's that recent.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. Did we read about it in the news, maybe?
That's a great question.
No.
Wasn't reported on.
What was that?
Was it in New Haven?
No.
I'm using a Ouija board here.
I know.
Was it a male?
I'm fascinated, though.
You hit?
What's that?
Did you hit a male?
I'm not going to hit a woman with this thing.
Okay. Well, I've just talked to Rich, so I don't know what the hell.
He doesn't discriminate.
Rich Ray for battle anybody.
Can you tell us what they did?
That's not a yes or no answer.
Oh.
It pissed me off.
Okay.
Don't make this guy mad. He's got a weapon. Weapons are their sole purpose is to use against people.
And it's on the passenger seat.
Right.
Yeah. Did the person you...
It's in the passenger seat of every vehicle I drive.
Nice.
Okay.
Right, don't leave it home.
Do you have the same one or multiple?
No, the same one.
Yeah, he calls it smacky.
The person, the other person...
Lucille comes with me everywhere.
Nice. Okay.
Lucille.
Did the person bleed?
Of course.
Of course it did.
Of course.
Right. So, come on. What kind of question is that?
What are we doing here? I got a weapon.
It's what Lucille does.
I'm using a weapon. What do you think, Scott?
Lucille likes
of course.
Yeah. Did you say, is this the first time that you've had to use it?
No.
I knew that.
Wait, how many times have we used Lucille?
I don't know.
Police must come.
A lot of folks are dancing their heads.
You know?
Yeah. I had another one. I had an older one that it wore out. I had to get a new one.
Wow. Okay, hold on. Let me ask. I have another. I have a yes or no. Are you a delivery person?
I wouldn't say delivery.
Chuck.
Okay.
I think we're on the right line.
No, but you find yourself in regular danger,
like bad
or dangerous situations.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so it's not just road rage. People know they can get something from me.
Yeah, right. It's not road rage. I mean, I. It's not a dangerous job, but it's not a safe job.
Okay.
Are you a Jehovah's Witness? Right.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. We've asked you enough questions for the day.
You've been very good. Thank you so much. Please don't forget Lucille.
The defense rests. Thank you, John. Paul in Middletown.
So years ago, I was working in Danbury, coming home, and a buddy of mine needed a ride home, so we're coming back to Bristol, and we're going pretty fast, doing probably about 100, and we're following this girl, good-looking girl, and she's going pretty fast, too, so we were going for a long ways, and then at one point, she switched into the passing lane, and I accidentally ended up cutting somebody off. It was a group of people, but it looked like boyfriend, girlfriend in the front seat, boyfriend, girlfriend in the back seat. And I knew I cut them off, told my buddies, yeah, I cut them off. They're pissed, and they pull up alongside me. They're going to flip me off. Yeah, sure enough, the driver flips me off. I wave, put my head down, sorry, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
And then he was that?
Yes, we're agreeing.
So he pulls over. He proceeds to pass me out and slam on his brakes as he gets in front of me and gives me a brake job. My buddy's like, oh, my God, he gave you a brake job. I said, no, that's not a brake job. Hold on.
Nailed it. This is great. As long as someone doesn't die, this is great.
Let me show you heads on.
So I nailed it, and there's a tractor trailer coming up alongside of us. So I switched over three lanes into the slow lane. And as I'm passing out the tractor trailer, I'm looking underneath, and I could see the other guy that I'm passing him. And just as I get over in front of the tractor trailer, I slam on the brakes and pull the wheel over three lanes in front of the other guy, and all four wheels were locked going sideways. The guy nailed me in the rear end, and I got off exit 8 going northbound. And you can see the ladies in the front seat slapping her boyfriend, telling them off. And that was it.
So you got damaged.
All right, don't mess with Paul.
I'm just writing down not to mess with you.
Right, I'm putting N-U-T-Z.
That was years ago. That was probably back in 94, somewhere around there. So
no, but this is
now.
Road rage. No one,
by the way,
thank you, man.
On our way to school, they turned the radio on to listen to you guys.
Thank you.
Morning.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks
thank
so much.
You.
Appreciate it.
No, good story. Thank you for sharing.
Yes.
Not all road rages are going to be a story that you're proud of.
Right, right.
We don't wake up in the morning and say, you know what? I'm going to have the best road rage today.
Like
the best ever. Like
epic.
People are going to see my road rage and say, that is a road rage.
There's a new line drawn now.
What happens is you have a couple of things going on in your life.
Yep.
And then this person detonates it.
Right.
Snap.
It's that final score.
It's like, oh, you think so, huh?
That's it. I will take over now.
I must
crush Beauty Human.
Robin in Bridgeport, you have a weapon?
Yeah, I have on the side of me. I don't know if you know what those mini blinds are, and you have like that steel rod. It's maybe about 24, almost 24 inches long.
Yeah.
And it's about half inch thick. So on my door, I have like a cop car, and it has a big pocket on the side, and I keep it there. And I've had to, and when I have to use it, I raise it up, like when somebody's being on my ass or whatever. And I'll use
you raise
it.
Your rod?
Yeah, so I'll raise it up and I'll like stretch it out and I'll hold it out a little bit and they'll see
like
it.
Out the window?
I'll be back out. Yep. Yep.
But hey,
Look,
I something long and hard in my hand and I'll mess you up.
Guys, you hear she's only 5 feet tall. She needs this
right.
rod.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Hit him in the thigh?
Imagine though, she does that just that moment, lightning strikes.
And I got a baseball bat on the side. It's like a hard wiffle bat, but it's different. It's fat and it's got like a thinner layer of foam, but it's real hard that you can just like hit it and dent something.
See,
so I have that right on the side. So
I have that curtain rod doesn't sound like
right.
a weapon.
No,
like,
right.
I feel like you could hit me with that eight times. I'd be like, what are you trying to do? Tickle me?
No, you can whack somebody with that really good, you know, or shove that somewhere.
Right. Have you ever used your weapon?
I've had to take it out a few times. The lady got out the light, and I got out, and I showed her, and she got back in, and she just left. So,
there you go.
But,
right.
You know.
It's curtains for you, same.
I drive at a shop. I make deliveries at a shop where I'm the only female out of, like, 25 guys. So,
oh.
You know.
Hey.
So,
smart. Yeah.
Yeah.
Prove us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about pepper spray? Have you ever thought about that?
No, because I could just use that. And there's, if you're a girl, you could think of a million places to hit somebody with that.
Right.
You know?
Right. Usually the same
a
place.
A million.
Right.
Usually sore spot you got to sit on.
Usually it's one spot.
Yeah.
Yep.
It seems like you go over this at night. Like, let me draw a body, a
right.
human.
Right.
Body. Let's see. I could hit him here.
Right.
Hit him there.
That's making a sword fight.
Put it up or you put it down. Or
right.
You
know. Either or. Yes.
Wow. Thank you, Robin.
Listen
Be careful.
Yes.
Be careful.
Okay.
All right. Dave in Cheshire.
Yeah, I have a road rage and weapon. So which one do you want?
Which is the best one?
Well, I guess I'll go with the weapon. So I have a truck with a hard cover. So behind the tailgate, I have a camping shovel as a serrated edge and a length of chain, which could definitely do some damage. Inside the truck, we have several knives, and I carry a 9mm on my side.
Okay.
So you're ready for everything?
Yeah.
You're ready for the apocalypse?
Yeah, well, I mean, look,
apocalypse or road rage, either
right,
one.
Right.
Never want to use it. I'm a law-abiding, peaceful person.
Of course.
You always have to be prepared.
Right. In the actual emergency.
I don't know if the most peaceful person would see the camping shovel with the serrated edge as a weapon.
Well, it comes in handy. You can bury the person, too.
Are you former military, police, something of that nature?
Convict?
No, I'm a contractor. I go to a lot of different areas, Waterbury, Hartford.
Is the shovel to dig a hole to poop when you're on a job site?
The shovel is just it's just a shovel, you know, but everything can be used as a weapon.
Right.
Yeah. All right, what's this road rage story? Can we get the short version?
Back in the 80s, we were driving to, like, Madison, just a bunch of buddies and myself, and it was a little, you know, childish stuff, like you said, you know, passing and jamming on the brakes stuff. We came to a red light. They were in a Chevette. We were in, like, I think a Le Mans or something, and four of us got out and flipped them on their side.
Flipped the car over.
Oh my god!
Chevette goes sideways.
I wish I could have grabbed a picture of that.
It would have been great to see the people in the car on the side. Like, okay, they won.
There's holes in the floor. Their feet are sticking out.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Morning.
How's concert week going? Do we know yet?
I was wondering who Sir was for a minute. I was waiting. Okay, I wasn't going to answer
that.
You
look around.
Oh, it's going great. We've sold almost 15,000 tickets already.
Woo!
Yeah.
Just in Connecticut?
Wow.
Just in Connecticut.
One person.
Wow. Yeah, I hit the wrong digit when I was clicking. What?
Where'd my bank account go?
Wow, that's pretty cool. $25 all in. It's great because it opens up these concerts to a lot of people who can't go to multiple shows or even one show because it's just a big, you know, for some, it's a big expense.
It is. It is.
And it's cool. So now if you were going to go to one or two, now you can go to more. That's great. $25 all in.
Right.
And then lots of shows on the list for Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater.
I love that place.
18, I think there are.
18.
I love going there.
Yeah, 18. And it's great, and you know there are lawn tickets at Xfinity, but there are obviously all seats at Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport, and as I say to people, there really is no bad seat in that building.
No.
So you know, there is some bitching going on social media that I try not to pay attention to, so I don't answer. But
you are very sensitive to that, though. I mean, you're a person who's you're a people pleaser.
Yeah, people.
So when you see that there are people that are not happy,
right.
I think it bothers you.
It bothers me because we are giving, let's just use Elvis Costello as an example, which is the show that I booked, one of the shows that I booked. And we're selling tickets that would normally, including fees, be somewhere in the $85 range for $25. And people are bitching about, well, can't we get better seats for $25? And I go, you're already getting 60% off the ticket price. What do you
seriously
give me a break?
Yeah,
right.
I mean, you know, you want to go into a, I don't want to say the brand of the car, but if you want to go buy a $30,000 car, a $100,000 car, and buy it $40,000, find it. You'll never see it.
Yeah,
but you can do that with concert tickets.
Right.
So going to any venue, or I mean, to any store, any product that you get 60% off on, you can't find it.
Yeah.
And we're offering it, and people are bitching that they're not getting better seats.
Now,
well, there are better seats for regular prices.
Yes.
It's not like you can't get better seats. But, you know, it annoys me because I love Concert Week. I think it's great. It opens up our ticket pricing to people that, not, as you said, can't either afford to go to more than one or two shows or can't even afford to go to one show. And if I hear people bitching about us giving 60% off ticket prices, I go, you know what? It's just, these people are just wrong.
Yep.
It is interesting. However, if you think about, for every one person who bitched, there's 15,000 people who are like, yay.
Are so happy, yes. So, yeah, more success than failure here.
Yeah, lots of people are really happy.
Very happy. Folks, no matter what you do, they're always going to bitch.
It's better than we thought. I mean, for instance, we added tickets to a bunch of shows yesterday as they were flying off the shelves. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
Steve Miller we added tickets to. Santana we ordered.
Really?
Added tickets to. Elvis we added tickets to. I mean, it sold so fast.
Is there one show in particular that sold the most amount? Or every show had different ticket allotments?
Ticket allotment. Steve Miller sold the most.
Really?
Wow.
In Hartford, yes.
Wow.
I mean, at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater. Jason Aldean sold the most at Xfinity.
Wow.
And at Oakdale, the show that sold the most was ZZ Top.
That's a cool show, though.
Yes. Your ZZ Top show has George Thorogood on it.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we put that together.
That's a nice double bill.
That's a great double
bill.
And he was so good.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
At the Harvard Healthcare Amphitheater.
He's funny, too.
Opening up for Sammy Hagar.
Yes, that's great. Yep.
Kevin Hart this Friday, sold out, correct?
200 tickets left.
Actually, tomorrow.
Yeah, 200 tickets.
200.
So it will be. Yeah, it will be sold out.
Oh, yeah, big time.
But, so that's good news. If you're listening right now, you still get in.
Yeah, hurry up.
Like if you buy him now. Yeah. Like if you show up at the door, maybe not.
I am so looking forward to it. I find him so funny.
Oh, he's great. He's fantastic.
AJ has an interesting story.
He's a good guy.
How he... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, what happened was New England's Funniest Comedian contest years ago, like in 2010. He was one of the contestants. I was a judge. He ended up winning that contest. And then the night before the final judging, we were at Mohegan Sun, and we both had rooms, and all of us were going to go to one of the clubs in Mohegan Sun. So we get there, and the guy goes, we need CIDs. I didn't have my license on me. Kevin didn't have his license on him. So I'm like, you want to go get our IDs? He goes, nah, I guess I'm just going to go home, go to bed, you know, go to my room, go to bed. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do the same thing. So somewhere is a club.
It could have had Kevin Hart.
It could have had Kevin Hart in the club. The club's not there anymore. They moved on.
It sounds like Kevin Hart was influencing the judge by, you know, attempting to buy the judge a drink before the final judging was done.
He's a great guy. He's really cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very funny.
Jimmy, is this the first comedy show at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater?
Yes, it is.
Awesome.
We think we're opening up a new way to present entertainment there. Fingers crossed. Sold great, that's for sure. So
yeah.
Hopefully everything will go out. All right, outdoors, I should say. I'm a little nervous outdoors with comedians. It makes me a little nervous.
Why is that?
Well, it's not going to rain, so that's good. But what's funny when it's raining? I worry about that. You know. But we do have a roof, so it's not so bad. You know, it's a different atmosphere. Most comedians like indoors. For instance, on Saturday, we have Chelsea Handler at Oakdale. That's a normal venue for comedy.
Yeah.
I noticed as a DJ at weddings, the higher the ceiling, the less likely you'll have a group of individuals out there for a long period of time going nuts. The lower the ceiling, the more snug they feel.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's the same for comedy. Like, the more snug you feel, like in a tight room. This guy does shows at every size.
Yeah.
You're right. Laughter is infectious. The lower the ceiling, the less room for the sound to escape. So, and laughter is infectious.
Yeah, he's going to crush it.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
But it's just, so not only would you be going to, you know, a comedy show tomorrow, but you'd be going to the very first comedy show at that venue.
That's awesome. Yeah. Historic.
It won't be the last.
Historic.
Yeah. Andre and Derby, you have a question for Jimmy?
Sounds good. All right. Okay. Sounds good.
Andre's wrapping up a transaction.
Right. Just get the donut.
What's up, guys? Hey, Jimmy, I just want to say thanks, man, for those Alice Cooper tickets, because they weren't just lawn seats. I wouldn't have gone if it was lawn, because I can't see that monitor when you're on this, when you're over there on the lawn. But
listen to you, you snob.
Yeah, really, for God's sake.
I won't go if it's lawn.
I should be fronting.
I'm not a snob, man. If I go to a show, I want to be able to see the people on the stage. That's all it is, you know? Hmm.
Yeah,
but,
no,
thanks for that.
You're welcome. Look, I like to give seats out even though it's at Xfinity, because if it rains and somebody gets a cheap ticket, they're likely to say, for $25, I'm not going to go. But if it rains and you're undercover at Xfinity, for $25, you're still going to go.
Yep,
that's right. Yeah.
So I tried as best as I can to include as many seats as possible besides the lawn up at Xfinity when I could.
No, that's a perfect thing, because I had no plans to go unless those were regular seats. So thanks for that. But my question is, as always, Iron Maiden, I know they're coming to Canada and they're going to do California, that one festival. They must have some United States dates coming up. Do you have any insight on that?
No insight on that. I'm still depressed over the fact they did not get elected to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year.
Yeah, it sucks.
Please.
They were my number one choice this year.
How?
And I voted for them, and I can't believe that somebody like Kate Bush gets in and doesn't get in.
Get one friggin' song. One stupid song.
Yeah, and Missy Elliott. I mean, really? You know, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. I get the whole illusion thing, but, you know.
I'm going to go.
Yeah.
And, all right, so listen, we're going to roll credits when Jimmy comes on. we're going to answer Iron Maiden, AC/DC, Foo Fighters. You know, we're going to go through the whole
whole damn thing.
Right, Metallica, all the ones that get called in every week.
Yeah. All right, sounds good. See ya.
All right. So if Iron Maiden comes, Jimmy, we have to have you personally call Andre and we'll record it.
Right.
I'll go to his house.
Nice.
Mike South Windsor.
I was wondering, with the shift to so many bands now coming up through unconventional means, through YouTube, Spotify, artists that I never heard of, without the music industry and record label structure, are you noticing a difference in whether the level of professionalism, the way they deal with you? I'm looking at Frank Ocean here trying to do Coachella. Are some of these acts maybe in over their head trying to perform at the level?
That's a great question. I understand what you're saying, because not everyone goes through this farm team system anymore. Sometimes it's YouTube, and then you're famous.
Yes.
And now you're doing shows for Live Nation. Do you see that bearing itself out?
Look, I think it's a good point. You know, I use Zach Bryan as a good example. The guy was enormous before he even put out an official album on a record label. And now he's selling out arenas on his first record, technically. But he's really good. He's very talented. He's not in his early 20s. He's in his late 20s. But I think of a guy like Zach Bryan or Noah Kahan, people like that, that really broke big. But they didn't break big the traditional way by putting out a record. They broke big by YouTube or by Spotify or something like that. It's very odd what's going on right now. But it is bringing more music to the people. And that's very, very good.
Oh, it is good, because we get, you know, ultimately the people get to be the judge on what they click on or whatever. But what happens, like record labels, they're like a bank. They invest money and they want a return. And for that, they know they have to nurture an artist. They put them with an AR person. They put them with this. They talent development, music producer.
Right.
By the time they get to you, Live Nation, on a tour, there's some level of professionalism. And I think he was asking, are you seeing some of the artists that Live Nation will sign, maybe even as an opener or whatever, might not be at a professional level because they just, one day they're on YouTube, the next day they're touring on a Live Nation tour?
No, they usually rehearse enough before they go out on the road. They do have managers and they do have agents and they don't want poor performances. But the fact is, he's right in the fact that they break quicker. But I do believe, I don't know what happened to Frank Ocean at Coachella. I don't know what the real story
was. It wasn't a great show. It was really, really late. People were going to leave. He came out, didn't care, didn't rehearse. It was pretty bad.
Sat in a chair the whole time, I think, right?
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
And then he kind of backed out for the next performance.
Chaz is a big, big fan and has been a big fan since the guy was like just going viral.
Oh, wow.
And they left during his set.
Yeah, like, that's a disappointment.
This guy doesn't care.
But he's not a new artist, so
he
wouldn't
not.
Fit the criteria that we're talking about.
Let's go to Nick in Middlefield. What's your question for Jimmy Koplik?
I'm going to see Logic, and I'm also going to see the Wiz and Snoop concert. I was wondering, at those venues, will I be allowed to bring in marijuana?
Well, we're not going to stop you.
Okay.
That's your answer.
I don't want to get it confiscated. Thank you. Thank you.
Listen, if we stop people from bringing marijuana into Snoop, nobody would be in the building.
Right, right. Just don't bring all of it.
That would be wild.
Just bring some.
Snoop comes out, there's like three people in the audience. Right. Like, what happened?
He's like, I smell incense.
I mean, when we had Snoop last time up at Xfinity, he had the giantest joint in his mouth on stage. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
Right. Now, it's a good question, because you don't want, you know, in some kind of a search or something, you know, they take your weed. But it's funny because, thank you, man. In the 70s, when it was really illegal.
Uh-huh.
At Jimmy's shows, as soon as the lights went down for the artist, you would just see all these little orange glows, little points of light.
Right. That was the mood stuff.
And it's just, it smells like weed in here. That was fast.
Yeah, that's why having the nosebleed seats was great.
Jay and Isla are here from the Milford Oyster Festival.
Morning, guys.
So, who's playing the Oyster Fest this year?
We were just playing, you know, tunes here.
Yeah. Jeez, well, that was a pretty awesome intro to that. Listen, you know, it's not too often that we get to have a legend at the festival. I mean, I think we've been pretty good at trying.
You're being modest. You do it every year.
Yeah, but it's always a nerve-wracking thing.
Well, we like you guys. Why we come.
Yeah, right. but this year, we have another legend. How's that? It's,
cool.
It's Lou Gramm.
Nice.
Lou Gramm, original singer of Foreigner. He goes by now as the Jukebox Hero.
Nice.
And, I mean, they've got
That's what he goes by?
Yeah, the Jukebox Hero.
Is it Lou Gramm? The Jukebox Hero.
Exactly. Yes.
That's great. Yeah, because he doesn't have to say.
Can't say.
He can't say he was the singer of Foreigner.
I think as we're talking about it, you can say it, but can't advertise it that way.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah, well, Mick Jones is still the original guy in the band, and, you know, he still got the name rights, apparently. I think that might be changing at some point, but not right now.
No, but what's interesting is that he can't even say former lead singer of Foreigner.
Yeah. He can, just not in his, like, when we advertise it, can't be Lou Graham.
Oh, you can't put, like, Foreigner.
Correct.
Lou Graham.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
And in little words,
right,
former lead singer.
Right.
Right. Right.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah. 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 But
everybody kind of knows who Lou Graham is.
Oh, yeah.
Fortunately,
anyway,
yes.
Without
seriously.
All that.
Right. Yep. Yeah. Exactly. So, I mean, we feel very fortunate that, you know, we were able to get him for this year. He's been on our list for a number of years. I mean, they've got all the hits, like you just played. They got 16 top 30 hits. 16.
All right, hold on.
Okay.
16 top 30.
16.
Right. Should we play a game here?
Yeah, okay.
You want to see how many we can name?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's go for it.
All right, both of us together.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. All right, so we got Jukebox Hero.
Yes, that's one.
We got Double Vision.
Right.
We got Hot Blooded.
Uh-huh.
We got Say You Will.
Yep.
We got Blue Morning, Blue Day.
Okay.
We got That Was Yesterday.
Yep.
I Want to Know What Love Is.
Okay.
Girl
Like
come
You.
On, come on, come on. Girl Like You.
Okay. Let's see here.
Cold as Ice.
Cold as Ice. Yes, yes, that's going.
I'm cheating now. I'm looking at my
Midnight
Head
Blue.
Games.
That was a solo.
Blue Morning, Blue, yeah.
Midnight Blue. Yeah. Blue Morning, Blue Day.
No, that's one of them.
Okay. Blue Morning, Blue Day.
Oh, nice, yes.
Yeah.
That was 10. That's pretty good.
I remember more. 16?
That's
what else we got?
All right, so I'm just going to read them because I'm not going to remember the 10 you just said.
Okay.
I Want to Know What Love Is. I don't think you said that one. Waiting for a Girl Like You, Double Vision,
yeah. Yeah.
Hot Blooded, Urgent, Feels Like the First Time, I Don't Want to Live Without You, Say You Will, Cold as Ice, That Was Yesterday, Dirty White Boys, Head Games, Blue Morning, Blue Day, Long, Long Way Home From Here, Break It Up, and Jukebox Hero.
Wow. And those are just the top 30 hits.
Top 16. Yes, exactly. The 16 top 30 hits.
Wow.
Exactly.
Right. They had a lot of album cuts there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Over 80 million records sold.
Wow.
I mean, there's only a few other artists that are in that category.
I could say that.
Beatles, Journey. I'm missing a few others.
I had Double Vision. I played the snot out of that. It was smooth by the time I was done.
Yeah.
That was the album that introduced me to the band.
Yep.
And Hot Blooded was the lead track off of that.
Right.
And the follow-up, the second release that the radio station played was Double Vision.
Yep.
And Double Vision's a rocker.
Yeah.
That's a rocker. That whole album is good, by the way.
Yeah. So,
holy
awesome
crap.
Stuff. Yeah.
So, when you sign a deal with someone like this, do you guys generally say, hey, you're going to play all the hits, right?
Definitely. I mean, listen, that's if Lou Graham doesn't play Foreigner, I don't know what Lou Graham would play.
Right.
You know?
But is that something you ask or no?
In this case, absolutely not, because it's automatically assumed. If there was any question, definitely we're asking.
There's old Spanish hits instead.
Yeah,
He's saying Quanta Lagusta.
I'm going to do my new double album.
Right. Well, that's
of nursery rhymes.
Right. Yeah, if there's a
just
new
the
album,
song.
If they've got new material out, you know, that no one might be really familiar with, then
you'll say, how much of the new stuff are you going to play?
Exactly. Right. Yeah. If there's a couple few sprinkled in there, okay, I get it.
You don't care.
Right. Yeah. But if it's a tour to promote just that, you know, like I think I saw Eric Clapton one time and he was
playing all
different. Yeah, I think that was it. And it was a good show, but you didn't hear half of what you wanted to hear.
So, right. Right.
Not this time.
No. And it's free.
Yep.
Free.
It's free.
Free.
Always has been.
When is the Milford Oyster Festival?
Yep. So the festival this year is Saturday, August 19th. From 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. We'll kick it off Saturday morning with our whole host of activities with the arts and crafts on the green, the car, truck, bike show in Armory Square. Go down to Lisbon Landing for some food, oysters, and craft beer. And then, of course, the main stage behind the library there in the big baseball field. We'll have food, children's rides, all sorts of fun activities for everyone.
We have two great oyster festivals in this state.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Norwalk and the Milford.
Yep.
And everyone should. If you're in Norwalk, you're familiar with that one. You haven't tried the Milford one yet. You got to try the Milford one.
Yeah, come.
If you're around this area, you already know how great the Milford Oyster Festival is. If you're up in Hartford, it's worth the drive.
The whole town's a party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're both great. They're both great events, you know.
And walkable.
It's funny because you could tell who really hit it hard Friday night when we show up Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. What's it called? Oyster Eve?
Oyster Eve.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. That turned into, it used to be just a small party for the crew.
Mm-hmm.
And that turned into, well, we should get a band.
Right.
And then the next thing you know, the whole town comes out for it.
We usually get about 2,500 people that night, you know? It's awesome.
Who's playing that?
Shameless, who is a local favorite around here. So,
great. Shameless is great.
They're great.
You know, last year was Hazard County, and they kicked butt last year, and Shameless is going to do the same.
Nice.
Yeah. They've got a big following around here.
Oh, yeah.
Great Friday night crowd.
And where do they play?
Shameless?
Yeah.
Right on the same main stage that Saturday is. We have now in Fowler Field. Ever since COVID came around, we wanted to have people space out a little bit more. It used to be in Lisbon Landing, but now in Fowler Field, there's way more space, and we can actually have more people. So
here we go.
Yeah, in Fowler Field.
Here we go. Yeah. You know what you're going to be looking at.
Yeah.
Right. Two giant headliners.
I know.
There's such thing as too much partying.
No.
Yeah.
Never.
No. And there's a really good Doobies tribute band that's opening up for Lou Gramm.
You know what's funny about the name? Brothers Doobie. You know what's funny about this? I always refer to the Doobie Brothers as Brothers Doobie because I owned the DJ company, we were going through all my records.
Uh-huh.
And all the DJs were filing them. And you would file them either by the name of the band, Doobie Brothers, mm-hmm. Leonard Skinner,
uh-huh.
or the second name of the artist. So Springsteen would be S,
right.
not B.
Right.
Right. So one of my DJs filed the Doobie Brothers under Brothers Doobie.
Nice.
I'm like, no, it's not a person.
Brothers Doobie, yeah.
Right. That's right.
So I've always referred to them as Brothers Doobie.
It's Brothers Weed.
When are they playing? So they're opening up for Lou Gramm.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're going to hear Doobies right into Foreigner.
Nice.
So, awesome. I mean, it's going to be a great, great 1-2 for Saturday. And then on Lisbon Landing, you know, we really try and keep it local on that stage. Opening up the day, we have Milford School of Rock, which is kids 17 and under playing all different instruments and songs that they've learned all year. My niece is the one in Stratford. There are a lot of really talented local kids. So they'll start. And then we have Tennessee Sinners, which is a local country band. And then Sunset.
That's the children next to the Sinners. Very good.
Tennessee Sinners.
And then we finish the day with Sunset Drive at the Sunset. So, Sunset Drive is another local great cover band, rock, pop, and modern country. So.
Nice.
It'll be a good day for sure.
Did Lou Gramm, and just to recap, if you're joining us, Lou Gramm playing the Milford Oyster Festival on Saturday, August
19th.
And it's a free show.
Yeah.
And just tons of entertainment and all the food and crafts and stuff you could think of.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did he ask for anything weird in his rider?
You know, his rider is very plain vanilla.
Boring.
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple cases of beer in there, Stella and Heineken.
Beer. Nice.
Okay.
Other than that, it's, you know, deli platters and Gatorades. And it's a bottomless pot of coffee and bottomless pot of hot water for tea, which I understand that. But
coffee for this voice.
He wants the caffeine. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bottomless.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So what do you do when you hear that? You put a person on that? It's like you're the coffee maker.
Listen. Right. Bottomless is a very big word. It's it'll be as bottomless as we can make it.
I hope he meant the coffee.
No, but you gotta make it.
Put the pants on.
Right.
Wait. What?
Right. Bottomless.
I didn't know pants.
Yeah. Oh. Wait. That's Lou's nickname. Lou, I didn't know your name was Coffee.
That's what he meant. Oh.
Head game, huh?
That would be a funny joke to pull on Lou. You just have just big guy with no pants.
Right. He's wearing a shirt.
I'm coffee.
Here's a coffee.
Here's a coffee.
Yeah, he's wearing a shirt that says, I'm coffee.
Right. I'm coffee.
In some circles, I'm known as Mr. Coffee.
Right.
Where do you see tea?
Right.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yep.
Yeah, but everything is fairly mundane.
Pretty simple.
This. Yeah, there's some line in there about if we buy him dinner, it's no fried foods, and they try and eat healthy
kind of thing.
You know, so if you're getting catered food in for them, they'd prefer not fried chicken or something.
So you would buy them dinner the Saturday night, the Friday before?
Correct.
When do they come in?
It depends. We won't know that till a couple weeks before as the road manager. Sometimes they'll come in the night before, and they'll stay locally at a hotel. Other times, they're showing up that morning. Just depends on where they're coming from.
So no fried foods. They want a deli platter. Deli food.
Yeah, right.
There's some processed meat instead.
Right, exactly.
Hey, you know, if you know, if you want to get him a hotel room early and have him come in early and have him come on the morning show Friday.
Listen, we
try. It would be great to get some stories out of him.
Absolutely. I think as we get a little bit closer.
Yeah, you'll know.
When the road manager starts calling us to work on those details, that's when we.
But not bottomless, please.
No.
No, but we're going to have a big guy over here with no pants on saying that's coffee.
But if he does, he gets to keep that chair. I ain't touching that.
Right.
That's really awesome. Right. Congratulations to you and the committee. And, every year when it ends, you must ask yourself, like the Sunday after, you must say, I don't know how we're going to top that one.
Yep, and you do. And
somehow you do.
No,
you do.
And last year was a tough one because Scott Stapp, I thought, was one of the best ones we've ever had.
Oh, yeah, that was a great
and
show.
I love Lou Gramm and Foreigner, and it's going to be awesome. But every year we have sort of a high water mark, and the weather was perfect. And we fired on all cylinders last year. I have that exact feeling. Oh, boy, how are we going to do this again?
Right.
You know? Yeah. But we do. Yeah. We figure it out,
Exactly.
You have a great group of volunteers, and thanks to Subway, the main sponsor, for sponsoring that main stage.
Thank you.
Connoisseur Media for being behind it. And the community comes out strong. And, you know, when you show up at this thing, everybody's always in a good mood.
And last year,
I always see the friendliest people there.
Mm-hmm. Last year, someone gave me a ride. Remember last year, I was saying, always like, hey, AJ, how you doing? And they drive right past. Somebody actually stopped and gave me a ride last year.
Nice.
Okay. I'm like, wow, this is cool.
That's AJ's takeaway from all of the work you've done over the whole year.
He got a ride.
Getting the band, setting up the stage.
No.
Bottomless coffee.
I mentioned the bottomless
food
part. I mentioned the bottomless part.
Someone gave me a ride.
Just so you know.
Well, they are friendly there.
Exactly, right.
It is friendly.
Right. They were bottomless, too, by the way. Yep.
So, Lou Gramm, Saturday, August 19th at the Milford Oyster Festival. It's a free show, plus just a long line of entertainment the whole weekend, Friday, Saturday.
Yep.
Just count on being in Milford.
That's it.
Going to be fun. And thank you guys for everything that you do.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Congratulations.
Really, this was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.